A St. Charles Parish man suspected of driving drunk ended up having to fight off alligators as he jumped into a swamp to evade authorities who were trying to arrest him. State Police Trooper Kyle Wagner says the incident happened Sunday morning along U.S. Highway 61.
He attempted to flee again and he entered the swamp, and while he was crossing the canal, swimming across the canal, he was attacked by an alligator.
40-year-old Victor Rivas of Mons was transported to a local hospital for treatment and later charged with DWI and resisting an officer. Louisiana is making strides in seeing rates come down when it comes to private auto insurance and homeowners insurance rates. But Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says commercial auto rates continue to rise. Temple says one legislative proposal that can help bring down commercial auto rates is a general damage cap bill. He says a person's medical bills and the cost to repair a damaged vehicle would still be covered, but a person involved in a car wreck could not recover damages that are not quantifiable.
The pain and suffering, if you will, the inconvenience that people get awarded these big numbers, it would put a cap on that.
Temple says it's a bill that needs to be seriously discussed during next year's legislative session. In college football recruiting news, LSU has received a commitment from Marquez Davis from Northwest High School in St. Landry Parish. He's expected to play cornerback at LSU. And four-star wide receiver Cade Cooper from Pennsylvania has also committed to the Tigers. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.